T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I read a lot of draft grades, and it seems like there's a lot of love for what the Dolphins did in the draft Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yes.
And so I don't put too much stock in draft grades, just like I don't put too much stock in mock drafts, because it doesn't matter. You know, it only matters what you're going to see on the court. I would be interested to go back and look 3 years ago and see what the draft grades were when the Heat selected Bam Adebayo. I wonder. Yeah. I wonder if anyone said that guy's going to be an all-star by his second year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I take it all with a grain of salt. But I will tell you that nobody said the Dolphins flamed out. Nobody said, you know, they sometimes don't do grades, but they'll list draft winners and losers. And no one, I didn't see anyone having the Dolphins in the losers category. They may not have been in the winners category. You know, like sometimes they go, here's five teams that were winners, here's five that were losers, and the rest are just, you know, remain to be seen. I didn't see anybody in the losers column, and I think most Dolphins fans are probably pretty happy at how the draft transpired, no?
Oh, yes, for sure. Because we filled all the gaps. We filled the spots. We got Waddle out there. We loved him. They loved him.
Yep.
So, you know, they said that they loved him. That was their guy they wanted the whole time at six. Jalen Phillips, being a Miami guy, I think that helps. But minus what school he went to, Hawk, the dude's a hell of a football player now.
Yes.
And all this injury stuff, I talked about it this week, and I was doing so much draft stuff. His injury started getting hit by a car off of a moped. Wasn't like he was tearing his knees up on the football field. He got hit by a damn car on a moped. So I would say that's not going to happen anytime soon to old Jalen Phillips. So let's just pump the brakes on the injury stuff. They solidified the tackle position. Obviously, they got rid of Ereck Flowers because they had a number of tackles on their board they liked. The boy out of Notre Dame, Etchenberg, whatever his name is, and then the late pick, Larnell Coleman. Yeah. They're gaps they filled, and that's all you can do. You're 100% correct, Hawk. Let's go back and see Jamarcus Russell's draft and see how many people praised the strongest arm I've ever seen in a draft pick. Jamarcus Russell was terrible. Ryan Leaf. Like, we go back and start looking at some of the draft grades. They don't mean anything. Proof's in the pudding, but the gaps were filled for the Dolphins. And I think that they drafted perfectly. The safety now, Javon Hollins out of Oregon, this dude better be a monster. 36 pick, when you need a running back, that's the only one I looked at and was like, who? This young man better be a starter game one, and he better be a monster.
Well, funny, you know, I was looking at Pete Prisco's draft grade. So Pete Prisco at CBS Sports did letter grades for every team in the league. And he gave the Dolphins an A, and he only gave three teams an A. And he writes, he did best pick, worst pick, and then kind of like the recap. So best pick, first-round receiver Jalen Waddle, give them a Tyreek Hill-type threat in the passing game. He was their guy as the top receiver on their board. They got him. Worst pick, he writes, I like second-round safety Javon Holland, but I would have gone with Trevon Moehrig in that spot. Again, it's nitpicking. So he also picked him for a different reason than you, but he also is saying, 36 pick, interesting. And then his recap is, I love their draft. Chris Greer did a great job starting with Waddle, adding a lot of quality players after that. The key will be how well edge Jalen Phillips and their second first round pick, Jalen Phillips, shows up in the pass rush. Getting a right tackle in Liam Eichenberg was big too. That's a big fella too, that Eichenberg dude. All of a sudden, I'm rooting for Alabama and Notre Dame guys. What the hell's happening to my life? What's going on here?
You got to let the college go, Hawk. You do a show with a gator.
I know.
You've done a show with a gator for five plus years.
Yeah, let's be honest. You're a closet hurricane. We know you are.
I enjoy the swag, but I'm a proud gator.
I cannot believe, by the way, that not a single team in the NFL drafted Jose Borregales. I know, you know, kicker. I am shocked because we watched that team the season before with Bubba Baxa, and your stomach hurt every time they got into field goal range. Yeah. And Jose Borregales was money. Dude won the Lou Groza Award. Like, this is the best kicker in college football. Didn't get drafted. I was shocked by that. Ends up signing an undrafted free agent contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so you can't complain, I guess, if you're him, because you're going to the defending Super Bowl champions, and Tom Brady's on your team, and so that, I imagine, turns out to be cool for him if he makes the team. And I'm guessing that he chose where he wanted to go, what happens when you're not drafted, you know, as long as you get invited there. So hopefully it works out for the best for him. But I was surprised he was not drafted.
And actually, he won the Groza Award, and Evan McPherson from Florida got drafted.
I know.
That was like, weird to me.
What transpired there? It was so odd to me. But
I don't
whatever.
Know. And as kickers, I just go off percentages and all.
Right.
And Borregales is right up there with McPherson. So I was surprised as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.